Tesla takedown protests a bust in Texas' second largest city. By Randy Clark on March 29, 2025. San Antonio, Texas. Two anti-Tesla protests were held in San Antonio as part of what organizers called a global DIP action. The plan called for demonstrations at 200 Tesla dealerships worldwide on Saturday. Despite being the second largest city in the Lone Star State with a population of nearly 1.5 million residents, less than a dozen protesters showed up at each of the two scheduled Tesla protests in the Alamo City. Breitbart, Texas observed each anti-Elon Musk demonstration, which began before noon at one dealership closer to the heart of the city and another held 2 hours later at a Tesla dealership several miles away. Neither protest garnered more than a dozen attendees who waved signs critical of Tesla, CEO Elon Musk, and President Donald Trump. Many of the signs carried contained Nazi symbols, including the swastika, which is a symbol carved into Tesla autos during recent acts of vandalism against Tesla owners. The symbol has also been painted at several Tesla dealerships across the country. Although the organizers of the rally indicate they do not promote the ongoing vandalism against the electronic vehicle automaker or vehicle owners, the increase in violent acts against both has drawn the ire of the Trump administration. Just 1 week ago, Trump appointed U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi likened the acts of violence that have occurred at Tesla facilities, including the placement of incendiary devices at a dealership in Austin and acts of arson at other Tesla facilities, as being akin to acts of terrorism. In a statement addressing the acts against the automaker, Bondi promised to impose severe criminal consequences on those involved, saying, "The swarm of violent attacks on Tesla property is nothing short of domestic terrorism." The protests are not loosely organized activities that occur organically. The protests appear to be sponsored and supported by several well-organized activist groups, including Troublemakers, a Seattle, Washington-based liberal action organization, and the Disruption Project. The anti-Tesla protests appear to be coordinated, scheduled, and posted on several online platforms, including the Action Network. The postings include instructions to protesters, offer geophysical data and mapping, and offer to assist demonstrators in locating protests across the country. Many, including the automaker's CEO Elon Musk, believe the funding necessary to hold the protests comes from several organizations funded by ActBlue, a nonprofit political action committee and fundraising platform associated with the Democratic Party. In an early March posting on Musk's X platform, the CEO wrote, "An investigation has found five ActBlue-funded groups responsible for Tesla protests: Troublemakers, Disruption Project, Rise, and Resist, Indivisible Project, and Democratic Socialists of America." ActBlue funders include George Soros, Reid Hoffman, Herbert Sandler, Patricia Bellman, and Leah Hunt Hendricks. "An investigation has found five ActBlue-funded groups responsible for Tesla protests: Troublemakers, Disruption Project, Rise, and Resist, Indivisible Project, and Democratic Socialists of America." ActBlue funders include George Soros, Reid Hoffman, Herbert Sandler, Patricia Bellman. Elon Musk, at Elon Musk, March 8, 2025. The lack of significant attendance at the two protests in San Antonio, less than 100 miles from the automaker's headquarters in Austin, is a sign for some that the movement is losing steam. Breitbart, Texas spoke to several customers at the dealership on the north side of San Antonio who seemed unfazed by the poorly attended protest. Brian, a customer who did not want his last name revealed, said most residents of the Alamo City have better things to do than wave signs in the Texas heat. "Most of these people here represent the liberal minority. If you look, many are old enough to have been around before cars were invented. Their boycott of Tesla is meaningless and has no impact on whether I buy one today or not," he emphasized. One customer left the lot to address the protesters, accusing them of not understanding the issues at hand. The female customer shouted, "Musk is cutting waste, that's all. Why are you here?" Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarge.